If Massachusetts could take the $9 billion in federal stimulus funds it's getting and cut checks for everyone in the state, your share would be about $1,365. That's not going to happen, of course. The stimulus money is meant to spur growth by saving jobs, repairing roads, and improving energy efficiency. So, it's being divvied up by a grant process. And Governor Patrick has expressed frustration that not many people seem to know where the money has gone.
There's a lot of abstraction about recovery initiatives, a lot of conversation and sometimes sniping, frankly, about what the impact has been or not been.
Of the $9 billion coming, so far $3.7 billion has been handed out. To gauge its impact, WBUR is launching an occasional series of stories about people who've received stimulus money. This morning, WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov takes us to a fire station in Fall River.
Engine 5 to Fall River, Engine 5 is on the scene.
In Fire Chief Paul Ford's office, the radio doesn't stay quiet for long. His firehouses answer about 5,000 calls a year. But this time last year, they were doing it with fewer firefighters because budget cuts had forced him to lay off 44 people.
We were, unfortunately, the highest layoff department in the state. And I have since then learned we were actually the third largest group of union firefighters in the entire United States to get laid off.
Among those firefighters was Ray Schofield. The timing couldn't have been worse for him personally. He and his wife had just bought a house.
And I just had closed 2 weeks before I got my pink slip. So it was a little financial strap down. It was just a reality check and just lining things up to see what I needed to do in order to honestly pay that mortgage.
Schofield used to be in the military and still looks the part, with a close-shaved head and straight posture, hands behind his back. When he was laid off, he went on unemployment and also joined the military reserves. He was thinking about changing professions, but the union told him he might get his job back if the federal stimulus money trickled down to the fire department.
Would it get to me? Who knows, you know, but anything helps.
Turned out the money did get to Ray Schofield. He and 43 other firefighters were rehired after the Fall River Fire Department got $2.8 million in federal money. Chief Paul Ford says that translates into money flowing into the community.
Firefighters buy cars, and firefighters buy TVs and go on vacation like everyone else. Well, when you take 44 individuals and they no longer have a salary, that has to have a direct impact on area businesses.
But for how long? The stimulus money is a one-time grant. Chief Ford calls it a Band-Aid. And the wound of getting laid off isn't fully healed for firefighter Schofield.
What happens in a year? My city is still in financial crisis right now, and there's talk about more layoffs. So there's no way for me to stimulate the economy. I need to stimulate my bank account more than anything.
Schofield expects he'll be laid off again when the federal grant runs out 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. So he questions whether or not the stimulus package, which gave him back his job for a year, is really helping to improve the economy over the long term. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.